a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, there we go. Call to order for Senate Commerce and Energy Committee. I'd like to greet everyone listening over the internet, and I'd also like to welcome, we have a new group of pages this week, so come on up and let us know what your name is, where you're from, and where you plan on going to school, and what would be another good one? Senator Jensen, what would be a good question for our new page?
Katie would say, what's your favorite color?
We'll start you off easy and go favorite color, but you're going to have to give a one-sentence explanation as to why. Okay, bring it up. Come on up to the front mic and press the button. Make sure that it's lighting.
I'm Kristen Rarrett, and I'm from Jefferson. I plan on going to school at SDSU and then Iowa State to become a large animal vet. And my favorite color is orange, probably because it's really bright, and really like neon colors.
Okay, just out of curiosity, but have you been following the equine dentistry bill if you're going to go into veterinary school?
I heard about it. My vet at home was talking about it a little bit, but I didn't hear a whole lot.
Well, glad to have you, and glad that that bill is already gone. So, yes, Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Ms. Chairman. I have the honor of being the sponsor for Ms. Rarrett being here, and she is from the Garden Spot of South Dakota, District 16.
All right. Is that true? Is that the Garden Spot? Okay. If Senator Lederman says it is, we'll just go with it, okay? thank you very much. Just want to remind everyone, please turn off your cell phones. Secretary, please call the roll.
Following Senators Bogalka.
Here.
Buell, Jensen,
here.
Johnston,
here.
Maher, Lederman,
here.
Colleen.
Here.
There is a quorum.
And Senator Maher is excused for the time being, so thank you. With that, we do have a quorum. The chair will now entertain a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting. Moved by Senator Johnston, seconded by Senator Jensen. All those in favor, please say aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. I wanted to remind everyone to please sign in for the bills. We're going to just jumble around the order here real quick. We're going to go 211 first and then go to the top of the calendar, and then we also will probably not even have a hearing on Senate Bill 87. So we're just going to take the two House bills today, essentially. We are going to start off with Senate Bill 211, which is an act to provide for additional consumer protections by requiring the Attorney General to share certain information related to consumer complaint investigations on contractors. This bill received a hearing last week, and unfortunately, when it came time to vote, we did not have a majority of the members elect to the committee. We were not sure at the time. It was a motion to move it to the 41st day, and the motion carried 3-2, but we did not have a majority of members elect, which would have been at least four people. I believe that we will have that today. So the chair will entertain discussion and or a motion on Senate Bill 211.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Johnston.
I move to table Senate Bill 211.
Motion to table Senate Bill 211, moved by Senator Johnston, seconded by Senator Buell. This is a voice vote. It is not open for discussion. All those in favor, please. Tabled is not. Okay. This is no discussion, but it is a voice vote. So, Secretary, please call the roll. This is a roll call vote. All those in favor of tabling Senate Bill 211, say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, now please call the roll.
No.
Buell?
Aye.
Jensen?
No.
Johnston?
Aye.
Maher is excused. Lederman?
Aye.
Colleen?
Aye.
4-2.
We're having some difficulty from the right side of the table today, ladies and gentlemen. But with that, Senate Bill 211 is thereby tabled. Now we will move on to House Bill 1052, an act to revise certain requirements for third-party administrators and pharmacy benefits managers. Any proponent testimony?
Good morning, Chairman, committee members. My name is Melissa Klayman. I'm with the Department of Labor and Regulation Division of Insurance. I come before you today on House Bill 1052, which deals with third-party administrators and pharmacy benefit managers in the state. When the department drafted this bill, we had two goals in mind, the first being to deal with our application process. Third-party administrators and pharmacy benefit managers must hold a license or a registration in the state. So in order to do that, they must file an application with us, and thereafter they file on an annual renewal basis. What we found with the application process is we were unable to deny if we found that, for instance, a company was insolvent. So what would happen is we would have to issue a license and then go through the revocation process. What this bill allows us to do is it allows us to deny those applications up front and then also puts in a process for a hearing through the Administrative Procedures Act. We view this as a cleanup item. In addition to that, what we found is when companies would come to us as a pharmacy benefit manager, there was some confusion on whether or not that pharmacy benefit manager would need to file a license or a registration with us. What we did is we have always, since the inception of the law, we have always required that pharmacy benefit managers be licensed with us. This bill will clarify that there's no exemption from that licensure, that they must carry that full license. The second goal is when we were in this chapter, we wanted to make sure that we were up to date with the NEAC model, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners laws. So what we did is we put that in place to make sure those different sections that we weren't up to date with follow in line with that. On the House side, we did have some issues with the language from the NEAC model. We worked with the pharmacy benefit managers on some language that we could compromise on, and we feel this is a good bill. And with that, I will stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further proponent testimony? Any further proponents on 1052? Hearing none, we'll ask for opponent testimony. Any opponents on 1052? Seeing none, we will close testimony and move right to questions and or discussion by the committee. Or action. Senator Johnston.
I move do pass.
Second.
Motion of do pass moved by Senator Johnston, seconded by Senator Lederman. Any discussion on that? Any other discussion? With that said, the motion is do pass. Moved by Senator Johnston, seconded by Senator Lederman. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Falco?
Aye.
Buell?
Benson?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Chairman.
Motion of unanimous, Senator Johnston.
Move consent.
Motion of consent moved by Senator Johnston. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Jensen. Any discussion on this? This is a voice vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? House Bill 1052 is thereby placed on the consent calendar. Thank you very much. Next up is House Bill 1157, an act to increase certain penalties regarding the sale of petroleum products. Any proponent testimony?
Good morning, Chair and committee members. I'm Dick Werner, representative of District 22, which is Beadle and Kingsbury County. I'm here today to address 1157, which basically deals with a part of our the Chapter 37-2 petroleum products. Currently, if you pull up to a pump and ethanol is mislabeled on those pumps, it's a Class 1 misdemeanor. All other fuels on that island would be a Class 2. And so what this bill accomplishes is that any pump, if it's mislabeled, would be a Class 1 misdemeanor. It would be a complement to House Bill 1091, which I believe you've already passed down to the floor, to your floor. And so I would suggest it would be a complement to that. What is the difference between a Class 1 and a Class 2? Just to bring everybody up to date, a Class 2, the predominant fine there is a speeding fine that's under a Class 2, and it's up to a maximum of $500 that the judge can levy on it and up to 30 days in jail. A Class 1, the predominant Class 1 misdemeanor is a DUI. And in that situation, the judge can levy up to $2,000 or 1 year in jail. In most cases of a petroleum situation, we're not, the judge rarely would look at any jail time. It is basically the penalty. This penalty would allow it to be equivalent to what the potential gain could be for the anyone who would be mislabeling it. I provided you a copy of a letter from our Beadle County State's Attorney in respect to him having to try a case during this last year, and his comments of that he feels it should be a Class 1. I'll let you read through it. It's pretty short and sweet, and he feels that it would be a larger deterrent. And again, he doesn't say it, but I would think it would be a compliment to 1091. With that, I would ask for your consideration. I'll stand by if there's any questions.
Thank you very much. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1157?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee. I'm Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. You might ask why we're here. We were part of the compromise between 1037 and 1091. As Representative Werner indicated, this is a compliment to 1091. The agreement on that compromise is that pumps be labeled, and all we're asking for is transparency, because when someone grabs the wrong pump or puts the wrong fuel into their vehicle, we're the first line. We're the people that are going to get the complaints when it doesn't run right or it doesn't quite have the horsepower that we said it would have to pull that horse trailer or whatever it may be. So again, we just think this is the right thing to do. It makes it consistent with ethanol penalties. So we would, again, appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chair's going to break with protocol here for just a moment because I see a lot of my friends from Watertown who just walked in. Wanted to fill them up with when we're talking about a gasoline bill. Yeah. Yeah, I'll fill you up with 87 octane fuel. Okay, there we go. I've already made all the respect vanish out the window. But the true garden spot of South Dakota, contrary to what Senator Lederman said earlier today, actually, I cannot truly say Watertown is the garden spot of South Dakota. Love it, but driving in this morning, it's kind of bad weather. But we're talking about the grade of gasoline sold and increasing the penalty if you purposely mislabel it, because there was some incidents, West River in particular, where it was labeled 87, sold but actually 85, and trying to just boost it up to a Class 1 misdemeanor. I'm only explaining it because it's not all that interesting of a bill, so you might as well know a little bit about what we're talking about before we take final action. With that said, we will, any further proponents on House Bill 1157? Any further proponents? Seeing none, we'll ask for opponent testimony on House Bill 1157. Seeing none, we'll open it up for questions and or discussion and or action by the committee. Senator Buell.
I move due pass on House Bill 1157.
Motion of due pass moved by Senator Buell. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Lederman. Any discussion on that?
Just to say that I think this makes a lot of sense. I feel like I've been kind of up to my eyeballs in octane discussions in the last 6 months, and I think this is a huge deal when people do feel like they can mislabel things because there's not a strong enough penalty. So hopefully this will help fix some of that.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? With that, the motion is due pass, moved by Senator Beal, seconded by Senator Lederman. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bagulka?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Pauline?
Aye.
Is unanimous.
Motion is unanimous on due pass. Any further action? Motion of consent moved by Senator Jensen, seconded by Senator Lederman. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? House Bill 1157 is moved due pass and placed on the consent calendar. Thank you very much. The next bill on our docket is Senate Bill 87, which I actually did schedule to possibly have an interesting bill for the people of Watertown if they were going to show up today. Unfortunately, what happened with Senate Bill 87, this is going to be a spending bill that is going to there was two bills, Senate Bill 87 and Senate Bill 51. They were both trying to deal with the with retail tax allowances and exemptions and things like that. Senate Bill 51, what it does is right now, retailers, when they sell things, they have to remit their sales tax back to the state of South Dakota on a monthly basis without any rebate applied to them. Senate Bill 87 was going to be that vehicle bill if Senate Bill 51 did not pass out of appropriations. I got a text this morning from the prime sponsor, Senator Peters, that Senate Bill 51 did pass out of appropriations. So Senate Bill 87 is going to have a very short hearing. We'll go to Senate Bill 87, an act to establish the effective date of the sales tax collection allowance for retailers. Any proponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll ask for opponent testimony. Again, seeing none, we'll open it up for questions and or discussion and or action by the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Johnston.
Move to table.
Motion of tabled, moved by Senator Johnston, seconded by Senator Beal. Any discussion on that? Okay. Oh, yeah. Thank you. With that, the motion is tabling Senate Bill 87. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelka?
No.
Buell?
Aye.
Jensen?
No.
Johnston?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Pauline?
Aye.
Five yes, two no.
You see the difficulty I have with this right side of the table up on this committee. It's... With that, our business is done for the day, and the chair will... We already did. We killed Senate Bill 211 right off the bat today. With that, our business is done, and the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Senator Johnston. Seconded by...
Second.
Colleen. Seconded by Senator Maher. This is a voice vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.